remember you coming over the house with a guitar? What was that, a guitar or an instrument?
Oh, yeah. I loved going over to Joanne's house.
You know, that was terrific. I was so happy to see you.
Yeah, yeah.
I was right there in the family.
Now, Mom was so jealous, though. Holy cow.
I know. That's just the way it is.
I know. Yeah. You were like, out, and then women were just throwing their underwear at you from the moment you left.
Oh, my God.
I remember, so this is 1978. So you're in your 30s, maybe early 40s. And you...
Early 40s.
Okay, yeah. You, when you left, so then there's several weeks pass before I see you again. You know, the dust is settling. Everybody's figuring stuff out. Well, the next time I see you, you have a new car. You are dressed completely different. You got a perm. And your front license plate says God.
I remember that.
True story. You got a new car. You're dressing differently. A new hairstyle. And the license plate says God. And I was like, what is... And you were wearing dingo cowboy boots. And I'm like...
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Who is this guy? And my mom, oh my God, she was furious. There was steam coming out of her ears. She's like, Rob, what are you doing? And oh my God. And so then.
I never was aware of that.
Oh, dude. And that was it. It was game on. So that meant for like the next decade until
yeah,
she.
I don't want to get back on the subject, really, but. I remember that your mom was very uptight.
She was super uptight.
Very, you know, seeing Joanne and I in the same car.
Oh, man.
Should
have been.
You know.
And Joanne's all, and I just heard her say she should have been. That is the one thing about Joanne that I always appreciated. And I'll tell you this right now so that she can hear it. She was always very, very respectful of my dearly departed mother. And she was always very concerned about the optics and things like that. She was very fair. She was sweet. She always was the same. She never was over the top. She was never mean. She was, it was terrific. She was, Joanne has been a prototypical stepmother. She has been absolutely a godsend.
Well, she's loving you for it. I'll tell you that.
I went through a divorce, too, so I know how your mother felt.
Yeah, you felt very slighted and hurt by that, and
right. And
God bless you, that, and I'm just glad that you two found each other, because holy cow, you have been just absolutely perfect for each other. I mean, you've really been a great team.
We are perfect, and we do love each other.
As much as when we met.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. It's truly great. It's very inspirational. Well,
and I tell you what, I'm so grateful to God that you were always in my makeup of thinking about you guys.
Right, which is what I
really appreciate myself that, hey, I was a father that just didn't leave you there and got the hell out of there.
Hey, Dad, I'm writing this down. It says that you appreciate yourself.
I do, because my dads are always with my children.
I'm going to say that today. You know, I really appreciate me.
Yeah, I do.
That's great.
I'm a good guy.
That is classic. I just like to say to everybody that I really appreciate me.
Myself.
Okay. And the cats in the cradle and the